kind of work that we do, if somebody is here, particularly from Romania, an EU national, they're perfectly entitled to be in the UK. So there's no issue around trafficking. If they come here themselves and then they decide they want to work in the sex industry, then that's a personal choice for them. If they are brought to the UK, as many women are from Eastern Europe, including Romania, if they come here thinking they're going to go and work in a hotel or a supermarket, and then suddenly when they arrive here they realise the job wasn't that, and then they're told, you will work for me in a brothel and you will sell sex, or else I'll beat you up, or I'll hurt your family, then that is trafficking. But if somebody comes here and it's a very informed decision, and they come here of their own free will, and then when they get here they look for a job and then they end up working in the sex industry, that wouldn't amount to trafficking. We've got a number of cases going through the courts at the moment with prosecutions with Romanian victims, not just for sexual exploitation, but for forced labour. Some where there's been extreme violence used by the Romanians, and some where children as young as seven have been trafficked and subject to quite bad violence. I think we're getting better at responding to it. We've got joint investigations now through Eurojust, with not just, Romania, but we've got a lot of joint investigations with a number of countries under what we call mutual assistance, but we've also got joint investigation teams, which means that we can operate in both countries as police. So the Romanian or the other police could come here under a JIT and we could go there, and that means we can act very quickly, much swifter than we used to before. I know the head of the trafficking team personally in Romania, so I can pick the phone up and speak to him. Fortunately, he speaks English. I don't speak Romanian, but I can speak to him and have a discussion about problems. And by that, we've got a really good working relationship now, where we are looking at improving it, because it does take a time. And what you want to do is identify the right people and do it properly, so that we're spending our resources in the right way, looking at the right people who are the traffickers, and not just people who actually get caught in it. Because sometimes those who are trafficked might turn out to be maids and looking after brothels. Well, they're not the people that we want to focus on. We want to focus on the people who are picking up the people who are in who are vulnerable, and then duping them or coercing them or forcing them in some way to come to the UK or wherever and enter into either prostitution or forced labour or any form of exploitation.